it shall come to pass in Jesus' name.
Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, my sister. This is God is Working It Out Wednesday, and thank you so much for that. You have joined the Master's Call, and my name is Benita. I will now turn it over to our host for today.
Good morning. Hello? Good morning. Good morning, Minister Benita. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Minister Tiffany.
Yes. Good morning, everyone. Welcome, welcome to the Master's Call. I greet you this morning with the warmest of kingdom greetings. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale. I reside in Inglewood, California. And truly, God is working it out on this Wednesday. This is Ash Wednesday, so this is the first day of the Lenten celebration. And I just thank God that we are a part and we're able to come together and wake up into a new day, because truly, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. So no matter what the circumstances look like, no matter what the situations are, no matter what trials, what tests, what tribulations have come your way, know that God is working it out. And in some cases, it's already worked out. But see, we won't move out of his way so that he could complete the work. So I challenge you today, whatever it is that you're going through, move out the way and let God work it out. Welcome to the Master's Call. And on behalf of Dr. P.K. Roberts of Colorado Springs, Colorado, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon of Dallas, Texas, we greet you here with the warmest of kingdom greetings. And we just thank you for taking the time to dial in to the Master's Call, where it is truly all about the Master. The scripture reference that this call is founded on can be found in Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." See, every day, Monday through Friday, here on the Master's Call, we start this call off with an opening prayer, and we close it off with a closing prayer, and that's because we want to pray over every prayer, petition, every need, spoken and unspoken, here on the Master's Call. We want to make sure that we lift up our founders of this call and the founders of Artists International and every single distributor that's connected to our artist family and also to our TMC family. So we bless God for this platform. And see, the mission statement that the Lord gave to the visionaries of this call was that our lives would be enriched, empowered, and enhanced as we are believers in the Lord Jesus Christ and we dial into this number. And truly, God is in the miracle working business, and he is doing mighty things here on the Master's Call. If you are visiting the call for the first time, we welcome you and we thank you for dialing in. Don't feel that you've missed anything, because, see, when he gave them the vision, he also gave them technology, and that technology comes through our website, which is available 24/7, even when we're not on this call, and you need a word from the Lord, you need something to pull you through, and you don't have anyone to go through, visit www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com, www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com, and all of our messages from October the 25th, 2010 to the present day have been archived on that website. So visit it when you get a chance and allow it to minister to your heart, your soul, and your mind and your spirit. If you would like to be a prayer intercessor on this line, and you would like to connect with the leadership here on the Master's Call, if you just have a prayer request and you just want somebody to intercede and pray with you immediately, if you have any concerns, you just want to say, you know, how blessed you have been by the Master's Call, then I say write down this email address, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com, and we will definitely respond to your needs. See, the vehicle that brought us all together here on the Master's Call is none other than Artists International, ARDYSS International, a health and wellness company, Christian health and wellness company that is changing lives all around the world. Of course, all roads lead to Extravaganza 2012, which will be convening in Nevada on March 9th, 10th, and 11th. And I'm telling you, if you have questions about anything regarding Extravaganza and you have not visited IamArtist.com, I challenge you today to visit that website, because not only will it give you information for Extravaganza, but it will give you testimonies and show you some of the recent things that is happening in artists, how people have been losing weight, how people who have been suffering with different ailments for years have been taking the products and their lives are being changed. So visit IamArtist.com and see what's going on with Artist International. If you are not a distributor on this line and someone from Artist invited you, then I say get back with them and let them share with you truly what Artist International is all about. So I just thank God for this day, and I thank him for this opportunity for me to be able to host this call today and for you to hear my voice. And that just lets us know that we're really special with God, because we were able to get up this morning. And truly, if we got up, that means that there's a plan and a purpose for us. So I just pray right now in the name of Jesus that we will walk into the divine purpose and assignments for each of our lives this day. And at this time, I'm going to ask if Minister Robin would come to the line and open us up in a word of prayer on this God is Working It Out Wednesday. Minister Robin, are you there?
Can you hear me?
I can. Now I can. Loud and clear. Go ahead, my sister.
Good morning. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, as I look up, I see my King. And we thank you for your presence. We thank you for your glory. We thank you, Lord God, that we are your children. We thank you for being the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. And Father, your mercy is anew each and every morning. And as we come before you, Lord, we know that you are working it out in our lives. And you have already worked out many things. And you will continue to work those things out that concern your people. And Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord God, that right now I speak and I declare and I decree that the airway is clear in the mighty name of Jesus. There will not be any type of obstruction, any type of distraction, any type of hindrance stopping your people from hearing and receiving the word of God. I decree and I declare this day, Father God, that their day is a day that is blessed with your favor in the name of Jesus. I decree and I declare, Father God, that the woman of God that's coming forward with the word, Father, we thank you, Lord, because it is accurate. It is an online word. I'm sorry, it's an on-time word. We thank you, Father, that it will change our lives, Father. We thank you, Lord, that it will make us a better person in the kingdom of God. I decree and I declare, Father God, that as we go forward this day after hearing your word, Father, and receiving your word, Father, many will come into the kingdom of God, because we're not just the hearer of your word, but we will be a doer of your word and understand the importance of your word this day. In Jesus' name, amen. Back to you, Minister Tiffany.
Amen, amen. Thank you for that anointed opening prayer, Minister Robin, and for clearing the airways and the byways for this call to go forth. The next voice that you will hear on this line this morning is one of the founders of the Master's Call. She is dedicated. She is dependable. She is reliable, and she is responsible. She is a woman after God's heart. She is a prophet. She is a pastor. She is a teacher. She's a mentor. She's a sister. She's a daughter. She is so many things to so many of us. She is stretching us. She is pulling us. She's allowing our gifts to be brought forth. She is on fire for building the kingdom of God. And I'm telling you, she is a prayer warrior. She has dedicated and surrendered her life to God. And I'm telling you, he is working in her life in a mighty, mighty way. And I am so glad to be connected to her. I'm so glad to be under her mentorship and under her leadership and under her visionary and her foundation for this, the Master's Call. So at this time, it is my privilege, my honor, and my pleasure, and I am esteemed to present and bring to each of you this morning none other than Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon at this time. Dr. Vanessa, are you there?
Yes. Wow. Thank you so much for that extremely kind, heartfelt introduction. And you know, much love goes right back to you and to each and every one of our Master Call family this morning. Warmest of kingdom greetings. My heart is just so excited because I understand strategically in the heavens what this day is and what it means to the body of Christ. And if you were not aware, today is Ash Wednesday. Today is the 40-day journey, and we're going to talk about that some more. And I'm going to challenge you some more on what we want to do. We've had our 40-day fast at the beginning of this year. As I've explained several times, the Western world goes by the Gregorian calendar, agricultural calendar, where we started January. But the Jewish calendar, the one that Jesus followed, is where this is the Ash Wednesday, the true 40-day time of consecration. So we just got prepared. We just tilled the ground. We just got the soil ready for this next time of consecration. And I want to continue with what we began in our series of teaching, overcoming temptations, face conflicts, cultivate character, and challenge ungodly compromise. And this month of February has so many exciting things that have happened. And as you know, every time I've been on the line, I am black, so I do believe it's celebrating who we are as a people, as part of the pie, the mosaic of what God has brought forth. I always remind people that in the upper room, all races came together. Everybody celebrated who they were all through the scripture. God always lets you know that Jesus was of Nazareth, Saul was of Tarsus, Elijah the Tishbite. And we have a rich contribution in this Black History Month. So just quickly, I love to empower us with information. And I have a few, seven of them, little-known black facts that I think will bless you as we pay homage and celebrate Black History Month. Josiah Henson, H-E-N-S-O-N, fled slavery in Maryland in 1830 and founded a settlement in Ontario, Canada, for fugitive slaves. In his autobiography, The Life of Josiah Henson, formerly a slave, now an inhabitant of Canada, as narrated by himself in 1849, is believed to have been Harriet Beecher Stowe's inspiration for the book I think each and every one of us had to study in high school or junior high called Uncle Tom's Cabin, really patterned after Josiah Henson's life. Another fact, African-American Matthew A. Henson, same spelling, H-E-N-S-O-N, he accompanied Robert E. Peary on the first successful U.S. expedition to the North Pole on April 6, 1909. And unfortunately, but praise God, it does come. It took till the year 2000 before he was awarded the National Geographic Society's Hubbard Medal and given credit for being right there on that expedition. Even before we were, quote, recognized and embraced as a people, he was on that expedition. Another fact, Reverend Jesse Jackson successfully negotiated the release of the Lieutenant Robert O. Goodman, Jr., an African-American pilot who had been shot down over Syria and taken hostage in 1983. The King of Pop, Michael Jackson, co-wrote the single We Are the World with Motown legend Lionel Richie. Now, this single became one of the best-selling singles of all time, with nearly 20 million copies sold and millions of dollars were donated to Africa for their famine relief program. I thought this was interesting. Our rapper, who we are just congratulating as a new father, rapper Jay-Z, how he spells it, J-A-Y-Z, allegedly developed his stage name as a reference to New York's J-Z Sublines. I used to ride those trains. I know where that one is. And it has a stop in his Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn neighborhood. So he named his name after a subway line. The popular FUBU clothing line that stands for for us, by us. It was originally created by designer Damon John, who wanted to create a company that gave back to his Queens, New York community. And lastly, a little known fact about African-American history, Jack Johnson, the first African-American heavyweight champion, he also patented a wrench, I know, in 1922. While he was boxing, he was still inventing. And I think that's so awesome. As I just said, we have began one of the most pivotal strategic times in church history, which is the season of Lent, L-E-N-T. And unfortunately, many of us in Pentecostal evangelical circles, we've not been taught or been highlighted the importance of Lent. If you were raised Catholic or Presbyterian, more of the liturgical denominations, you were heavily exposed, and you'll see people today with ash on their forehead from a fire that leaves ashes. And some of us want to say, oh, you got something on your forehead, which lets everybody know we've not been taught. Let's all become acknowledged on what Jesus followed. Now, Lent in itself is a special time of prayer, penance, sacrifice, and good works in preparation of the celebration of Resurrection Day, as some call Easter. Now, the word Lent itself is derived from the Anglo-Saxon word lecton, L-E-N-C-T-E-N, meaning spring. And it really literally not only means springtime, but also was the word for March, which is a month that most times Lent falls in, except for obviously this month. Lent becomes more regularized after the legalization of Christianity back in A.D. 313, and at the Council of Nicaea, and if you read in your Bible in Acts 15 and 325, in its disciplinary canons, I noticed that there were two provincial reasons and two provincial events that were held each year, and one was the 40 days before Lent. Now, we all know that the number 40 has a special spiritual significance and represents in itself preparation. See, on Mount Sinai, preparing to receive the Ten Commandments, Moses stayed there with the Lord for 40 days and 40 nights without eating any food or drinking any water, supernatural. And that's in Exodus 24:18 and also in Exodus 34:28. Elijah walked 40 days and 40 nights to the mountain of the Lord, Mount Horeb, another name for Sinai, and that's in 1 Kings 19, verse 8. See, that 40 is preparation, meaning going in, breaking up the fallow ground. You know, psychologists tell us it takes 21 days to form a habit. And habits, as we've been taught, is neither good or bad. It's what kind of habit is it? Well, 40 days is when it really becomes an ingrained lifestyle where all of our fighting of our flesh is gone. The 40 days and nights God sent rain in the great flood of Noah. That's found in Genesis. Chapter 7, verse 4, the 40 years the Hebrew people wandered in the desert while traveling to the promised land, an 11-day journey that went on for 40 years, can be found in Numbers 14, that 33rd verse. The 40 days that Jonah, in his prophecy of judgment, gave the city of Nineveh, the capital of Assyria, in which to repent, that was in Noah 3, verse 4. And most importantly, Jesus fasted and prayed for 40 days and 40 nights in the desert before he began his public ministry. Matthew 4, verse 2. You know, a lot of us have to remember we're on the backside of the mountain being prepared, being shaped, being molded before God promotes us to that stage of public ministry. And Jesus retreated into the wilderness where he fasted for 40 days and was tempted by the devil. And we have many examples in Matthew 4, 1 through 2, Mark 1, 12 through 13, and Luke 4, 1 through 2. The synoptic gospels all refer to that time of temptation where he overcame all three of Satan's temptations by citing scripture, by knowing what the word said about it. Even before it was a book Bible, he was the living incarnate word, at which point the devil left him, angels ministered to Jesus, and he began his ministry. It is the traditional belief that that Jesus lay for 40 hours in the tomb, which led to the 40 hours of total fast that preceded his resurrection celebration. Once the 40 days of Lent were established, the next development concerned on how much fasting was to be done. And since we, most of us, have tamed our flesh by doing the Daniel's fast, and for many of us, we did sustain the entire 40 days, we're asking as a TMC family that for the next 40 days, you give up something. People are still encouraged to give up something for Lent as a sacrifice. If it's the TV or if it's going somewhere you love to go to movies for these 40 days, or just something that disciplines your flesh and your emotions where you yield it. And we're asking for all of us to write down 7 things that you're believing God for, and watch as we are online, anointed, and in sync with the Jewish calendar of this time of Lent. I believe we'll have some awesome testimonies of God showing up and showing out financially, physically, emotionally for us. So we want to today be honest. Make sure it's a sacrifice. If it's something you don't do but every 40 days, that's not a sacrifice. And remember, as we've been talking about overcoming temptations, facing conflicts, we talked about we can't have the ostrich in the sand. We can't run away from conflict. Conflict is a part of challenge that helps us grow. It shows us how strong we are, but it also shows us how strong we are not. It also allows us to fine-tune our ears to hear from God which conflicts we are to face and which we are to stand and watch God do what he's called to do. We talked last time about cultivating character, and we referred to Galatians 5, verses 22 through 23, where those are scriptures about the fruit of the Spirit, which is character. Many times, some people have great talents, great abilities, but horrible characters. I've known through the years of ministry where people who you want to be blessed by their ministry, but, quote, they're too high maintenance, thinking more of themselves than they ought. If we have godly character in what we do, that's the loudest sermon we can give to other people, being a living epistle. If our whole life mindset leads with that agape love, which is the first fruit of the Spirit, and then joy, notify your face. Why do some of us so walk around and looking so mean? It takes more muscles to frown than to smile. And then to keep peace, be drama-free so that you can hear what God is saying. Forbearance, long-suffering, winners never quit, and quitters never win. And to be kind, have a good heart, look for the good in people. So many of us are so negative. We look for what could go wrong, why this won't work. You know, my mother always had a saying that the road to hell is paved with good intentions. You judge others by their actions, but you want to judge yourself by your intentions. Well, I meant to. I had a heart to. Well, let's be fair that all of us look for the good. See the glass half full instead of half empty. Be faithful, gentle. It's not what we say sometimes, it's how we say it. And that last fruit, which is so powerful, is self-control. Control yourself. Stop lying to ourselves and saying we couldn't help it. You know, we started this off with 1 Corinthians 10, verses 13 through 15, that clearly said, with every temptation, God makes a way of escape. So you can dress it up, you can put a skirt on a pig, you can put perfume on the pig, but when it sees mud, he's still going to dive in. We've got to be honest. God always gives us a way of escape. When we hit that fork in the road, do we go faithful and stay true to God's word, or do we get foolish? And this time of consecration, that's what crucifies our flesh. That's what gets our goals behind, God, what do you want me to do? That's what gets our mindset sensitive, alert, keyed to the realm of the Spirit, where when it's a wolf in sheep's clothing, it'll disturb our peace, and we'll get before God and know that no matter how sweet this sounds, this isn't the Lord. That's when it becomes so important. And then the ungodly compromise in itself is not bad, but ungodly compromise can be deadly. Ask Eve when she corner with the devil, and he said, did God not say? Well, that was an ungodly compromise. You're working it out for your flesh. You're working it out for your ego. What does ego mean? Edge God out. Edging God out. There's no room for ego when we're submitted with godly character to the Lord. Ask Saul. When God commanded him to kill all of the enemy, he kept some of the spoil. And that's what Samuel had to tell him in 1 Samuel 15:22. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Ask Achan. When Joshua kept saying, why are we losing? We're going into battle and things are going wrong. And found out that there was an Achan in the camp. He had kept some of the spoil. It not only cost him his life, they killed his wife, his children. Disobedience can cost you everything when there's ungodly compromise. And so we're making sure, especially during this time of consecration, temptations will come. As long as we're on this side of the Jordan, as long as there's breath in our body, as long as the devil still has his job description in John 10, that he came to kill, steal, and destroy. But, ah, we got a paraclete. We have a Holy Ghost inside of us. We've got all of heaven backing us up. And we can overcome any temptation that comes our way. It's a choice. And we're going to grow up and mature and choose life and life more abundantly, overcoming temptations. Facing our conflicts, knowing that we already are going to win. It's a fixed fight. Every day, cultivating character, that we choose to operate with the fruit of the Spirit flowing through our lives, and to challenge any ungodly compromise that tries to come in our spirit of influence. That, Father, in this time of this season of Ash Wednesday through Lent, that we will be sensitive, we will be keen, we will grow up, we'll stay in the faith gym, God's gym, and work those faith muscles so that we will soar to be the eagles that you called us to be. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Sorry about going over. Back to you, Evangelist Tiffany.
Amen, amen, amen. What a powerful, powerful word this morning, Dr. Vanessa. Thank you for continuing on your series, Overcoming Temptations. But if you were listening in the very beginning, we had the Black History Connection, and that information is so vital because a lot of times we either don't know it or it's kind of like in the back of our mind. So thank you for that information as well. And, of course, as she said, this is the first day of Lent. It is Ash Wednesday, and we're going to do what she challenged us to do. We're going to leave some things alone. We're going to sacrifice some things. So if that means to you Facebook, if that means to you texting, if that means the TV, if that means the Internet, then you make that decision. You know what's going on with you and what's taking up most of your time and where you should be giving some of that time to finding out what the Lord has to say to you. But discover that and find an accountability partner. That may be helpful for some of us, because that way we stay on target, we share with one another, and as in our businesses, have an accountability partner, and it will make, you know, things much easier. So if you've missed any part of this call, then go and go back and dial 712-432-1085, pin number 957-677-pound, and also within the next probably 15 minutes, the call will be posted on the website as well. At this time, Sister Tammy, can you come to the line and close this message and this call out in prayer at this time? Minister Tammy, are you there?
Minister Tiffany?
Yes, I hear you.
Can you hear me? This is Tammy?
Yes, I hear you loud and clear. Go ahead, my sister.
Okay. I'm going to provide the closing prayer for today. God, we thank you as we come before your throne this morning. We thank you, Lord God, for the word that you have provided on today. God, we thank you for the minister that you have placed over this body, oh, Father God, for this appointed time. God, we do come before you with a humble heart, oh, Father God, lifting up our prayer requests to you today. God, you declared the end before the beginning. And, God, we believe your word. We stand on your word at this time, God, understanding that obedience is better than sacrifice. Understanding, oh, Father God, that you provide an escape in the time, oh, Father God, of temptation. God, we thank you that we will sacrifice at this time, oh, Father God, from things that do not bring us closer to you, God, But we open our hearts and our minds, oh, Father God, to the lessons that you're providing at this time. We thank you, God, for the shepherd that you have provided over this flock. God, we raise up Dr. Vanessa and Dr. P.K. Roberts, oh, Father God. We thank you for their obedience, oh, Father God, in creating the Master's Call. God, we raised up Jackie Henderson, oh, Father God, Angela Hill, Wanda Williams, Father God, Angela Richardson, Minister Tiffany, oh, Father God. We raise up all of those who are on our prayer request list, God. We raise up those requests that are spoken and unspoken, even for those who are on the call right now, God. We ask for you to bless and anoint every listener, Father God, that's under the sound of my voice right now. God, we thank you that we know that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And God, you will provide every need, Father God, according to your word. God, on this day, we ask you to supply every need, our daily bread, and give us a heart of forgiveness, oh, Father God, as we go forward, Lord, to continue in your will. We thank you, oh, Father God, for each and every listener that calls in. We thank you for the shepherds of this call. We thank you for Artists International, the family that brought us together. God, we ask you to seal this word that we received on today and that it falls on good ground and that it will do what it is sent out to do, because we know that your word would never return it to you void. We ask all of these blessings in your holy name. God, we give you all praise, we give you all honor, and we give you all the glory. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Amen. Back to you, Sister Tiffany.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Minister Tammy, for sealing the word and this call out in prayer. To you, Minister Robin, thank you for opening us up in prayer. To you, Sister Benita, thank you so much for greeting us and seating us this morning. And to you, Dr. Vanessa, thank you, thank you, thank you for that word sent from the throne this morning. And what would this call be without each of you who have dialed in this morning? We bless God for you. And for each of you, as you go through this Wednesday, this Ash Wednesday, the first day of Lent, I challenge each of you to think in your mind that in the Bible, God has showed us how he worked situations out. And right now in our time, he is working situations out, and know that it is worked out and it is done. Decree and declare it in the name of Jesus. And as you go out today and you obey the will of God in your life, be that great minister in the marketplace that you are, and we will hear you on the line on tomorrow. Goodbye for now. We love you. God bless you.